when your Peace and JSA call you?
Sometime in August or September, I believe, is what it is.
A month.
Get the practice in more on it. Can't seem to get the schedule or the time and the lineup on it.
9V is back. 04 CTF.
Wife a favor and get her car washed for
her. Good night.
I'm there a while.
In for the extra there, Patrick?
But no, that's not what we were talking about. Talking about JSA call, digital mode.
Made with it since we played with it a while back.
And yes, that is a beautiful sunrise.
We're head past is extra.
Breakfast this Saturday at the Ingalls on Spartanburg Highway there, Patrick?
To be honest with you, that's the first I remember about it.
To their event last night, that's how I learned about it.
Jamager Radio Club up in Hendersonville. 146-64 guys. Second Saturday of the month or something like that. Proud owner of three Diamond brand that 770 series antennas.
All right now.
Wearing them. Since I put the radio in the truck, that's why I've been stealing the wife's antenna off her car.
Using now too.
Mag mount, so the wife got the new one, and I take the old one and put it back on a mag mount. That'll be on the truck today.
I'm on now, I don't know what kind it is. I know it's some kind of diamond, but they make pretty decent antennas.
Diamond.
Not a diamond, it's about as cheap as you can get your hands on.
Antenna Farm, I mean, he's got the best price. It was 53 and something.
Just KF4NXY, David.
Morning, David. KN4 TFW.
KO4 CEF.
Morning, David. I would have hollered at you earlier when you were in there, but I was up in the mountain and I sure wasn't in the range yet. I could hear you, but you wouldn't have heard me. NC9B.
W2 JKT.
Had a good crowd in here this morning. Y'all all sounding good. Hope you're starting your days off. Well, I'm on my second cup of coffee and done had some breakfast and got my insulin and my morning medicine and ready to start my day.
Morning, ain't you, David?
Patrick, how you doing?
It was good to hear you on the net last night. Thanks for coming by and checking in. The numbers have been getting low lately.
Well, it has always kind of, slacked off in the summertime some, but, 25 years ago, we'd have, over 100 every night, but I don't know, it's, people aren't as interested in radio as they used to be.
It's just too late.
Copy that real good. I haven't put my hearing aids in yet, so I'm not picking up everything real well. So y'all go ahead and pick it on up, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
This morning, David.
7-3.
David, have a great day. Always great. NC9B. Truck today? The BMW.
7-3, the parking lot he pulls into, he loses the repeater.
Ready to dump. That's 73, Andrew, in C9V. Hey, can you come in more often?
I don't foresee it changing anytime soon.
Down your way this morning.
Same old. Heading down to Anderson there, exit 14.
Almost.
Little Clemson Research Park or whatever it is.
Mentioning that last time. Yeah, I know where that is. I've ridden my bike past it. I think I used to drive past it when I took the back way to Pyramid Dairy Road when we used to be at that location.
Hey, did you know they put a bike lane on both sides of the road over there? I can't remember the number of that highway, but one that goes right by the Clemson Research Park. This is exit 14.
That's where I get off when I go visit the grandkids in Anderson.
That's towards the lake. I go the opposite direction, towards Clemson.
I have 182, but I can't remember.
For a 183, but I don't know. I can tell you in a little while. Truck sitting here. Last week, everybody must have been working. There were no trucks in the parking lot. Truck so far. Fellas, let me swap out, get the radio in here, and I'll be back in C9B.
Nice week, not much rain.
For HK, what's the weather forecast for the weekend, Ken? Do you remember?
For the weekend, I just looked at it, you know, during the week, and I saw it wasn't supposed to rain. But I think it was in the mid-80s. But I don't remember the weekend.
Through about Monday, KF4MUF.
Here, up where I live.
Well, that's here where I'm at.
KF4HKX.
Morning, Jody. It's always sunny in Anderson. KN4TFW.
Yeah, it could be always sunny in Anderson, but I live in Pickens, so it's not always sunny there.
All week and the weekend in Shelby.
Not even showing any red on my map.
Already.
It rained when I left the house this morning.
It is over here on White Horse, too.
If it rained over there around Iva and Star, that would be great. I'm doing those gravel roads over there. A little water on them would be excellent.
Raining on me here at exit 48.
All right, now, like I said, if we can get a little shot of rain over there around Star and Iva, would be great. Doing those gravel roads over there, a little water on that dusty dirt roads would be good.
Well, I'm looking at the radar, and it definitely looks like it's pouring over there.
If I get my clear up and give us a chance this weekend, then.
Yeah, we got it in the plans for it.
In the works.
For a few months now, get the road and a little spot pushed in on the property where I can get my well and septic permits done. They're out already. You guys want to try to meet at this year?
Meet.
Time is coming up quickly.
Less than 2 weeks, my camper will be up there.
To do it that 4th of July week?
Probably good with me. I mean, I'm off all that week, as long as Susan doesn't plan going to Kentucky.
Pretty much any time. Just so you let us know when she figures out what you're going to plan there, because that definitely takes priority. Just how good the repeater sounds this morning. Or is it just me?
Man, the sunrise now is beautiful.
I'm in strong this morning. Usually I get a little static with y'all and I don't get nothing.
Sunrise.
From where I'm at.
Man, it's like fire in the sky. It's beautiful.
I can see the edge of it. It's starting to feel these clouds out down here.
So I can't really see it.
And into the backup area there, and it's smooth sailing through your air.
Clearing up here shortly.
Same this morning, it's blow out. It's all good.
Yeah, out in, I believe it was Wyoming, where that road caved in.
video and pictures of it.
Pretty wild.
People said, you know, I think a 2-hour drive turned it into a 6-hour drive now. A road caved in out in Wyoming, I believe.
Damn, my earth land slid around it and the road went out with the bank.
2-hour drive turned it into a 6-hour drive now.
The Yellowstone? I know it said some park, but I can't remember which one.
Over the mountain that was going to some other popular, you know, resort towns and everything, and it just totally messed it up.
Like a Jackson Hole or something.
Go out there and help them backfill it.
Sir, son, that would take some time.
The dirt.
That's gonna take some work there.
Sorry, Jody, I doubled with you. NC9V, I'm back.
Port of Leon, and that's okay. I was just saying that would take some work there to backfill that hole, recover some of that dirt.
Shore it up at the bottom so it didn't do it again.
The sheet piling.
Parking lot, guys. I'm gonna say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
And have a great day, KO4HK.
Have a great day, WTJKT.
73, NC9B.
Mr. Ken, enjoy it. KO4MUF. Good morning to you. You be careful out there today. It's a little bit wet, so you know how these people get when the road gets a little wet. They forget how to drive.
Get next to them and use these big old tires and throw water and rocks and everything else all over their car.
Yes, sir.
Like somebody took a chain to it a few times.
You'd be surprised that they get a brand new truck. These trucks run the highway so much, they got rock chips all over the glass and the front of the truck. You can't keep anything nice.
The repeater down here at exit 32, so I'm going to say 73 and cruise on the rest of my way into work. So you guys have a great day, and maybe we'll catch you on the way home this afternoon or something. This is W2JKT. I'll be clearing y'all's final.
KO4HKX, and I'm clearing out too, guys. I'm pulling in now.
Killing me with all this work, NC9B. 73, both of y'all. Talk to you a little bit, hopefully. I'll be mobile.
Strictboat 73s, y'all enjoy your days and have a blessed day. KO4MUF.
A little bit anyway, I'm trying to do some safety-related functions here.
Make sure you push that safety button so everything works correctly.
With you a few minutes ago, my air warning was going off because it was still building up pressure.
What's
that? Stretch your
come on this time.
Same old.
Like,
my number on it, U89257. Only goes on this run. Fork truck operators got a little overzealous last week and got a couple rivets missing off the darn
south.
I guess got a little overzealous putting a pallet in the truck in the trailer and knocked a couple rivets out on the side there. Punch just found it that way.
Roger, I'm finding it that way.
Free trip, don't you know?
Up and everything, you inspect the trailer before you leave, or is it preloaded?
Preloaded. When I hook up to it, it's empty, so I'm taking empties back to them and picking up a load and taking it, distributing the load between several different places. So it's loaded with empties to a certain degree. Either I don't know how much they got in there. I'll usually take a peek inside because they're liable to be all over the place. Sometimes they don't wrap them good. I just like to know what I'm getting into before I drive off with it. And then pre-trip the trailer, make sure everything's good on it. Because, you know, I drive right by the state, man.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I was asking. I didn't know, you know, when you hook to it, if it was preloaded or not. That, you know, being empty, you can see where somebody hit inside that trailer.
I'm the outside.
That's right.
We saw the rivets missing. But let me pre-trip this trailer real quick, and I'll be right back. NC9B.
Roger, that came for him, you.